Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less, you will love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
A 12-year-old boy has made an incredible discovery. It's made national news. I'm going to see if our listeners and the guys in the studio can guess what it is. It's old, buried in the ground, and fragile. I know.
I'm assuming because this is feels good. It's not a dead body.
It is.
Oh.
It's a dead body.
That's horrifying.
Larry King.
He's got a couple years left.
Yes. He's still with us?
Yeah, Jim? He is.
No, it's not Larry King, but maybe they could name the dinosaur that this kid found after Larry King. His name is Nathan Hrushkin. And by the way, I used to love dinosaurs. Like, personally speaking, I was so fascinated with them. I did a school project on dinosaurs, and I used to love the movie Land Before Time. Anyway, so he and his dad, Dion, were at Horseshoe Canyon in Alberta, Pirates in Canada, where they found partially exposed bones on their hike. They took photos of them. They sent them to the Royal Terrell Museum, who actually identified that the bones belonged to a young hadrosaur, commonly known as a duck-billed dinosaur. If you Google photos of what a hadrosaur looks like, they're pretty creepy. Like, they have this thing on their head that looks like an extra growth. But anyway, very cool. The Royal Tyrrell Museum then sent a team of expert paleontologists who uncovered between 30 and 50 additional bones from the canyon's wall. And all of those bones came from the same 3 to 4 year old hadrosaur. You may think hadrosaurs are rare. In a way, they are. But they're actually the most common fossils found in Alberta's Badlands. But not one so young. That's what made this one very special. Nathan said this: "My dad and I have been visiting this property for a couple of years, hoping to find a dinosaur fossil. And we've seen lots of little bone fragments. This year, I was exploring higher up in the canyon and found about 4 bones. We sent pictures into the Royal Tyrrell Museum, and Francois, the paleontologist who replied, was able to identify one of those bones as humerus from the photos. So we knew we'd found something this time." The fossils are believed to be, can you guys guess how many years old the fossils are? We're talking millions now.
I can't. Did they say Jurassic period?
I don't know. It didn't say that.
But I'm going to say 100 million.
Nope, not that old.
Oh.
But close. Jim?
47 million.
69 million years old. I know. And did you know that last year, paleontologists in Canada discovered the world's largest Tyrannosaurus Rex fossil?
I did, but because I have an 11-year-old
son. I didn't know any of this. I feel like I'm 11 years old again. Yeah. I'm just so stoked about this. I read it, thought you guys would find it interesting, too. That's where it feels good for today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.